Blog Talk Radio.
And yes, that was a long time from Boston. That gave me time to do some other stuff. Hi there, friends. It's time. Yes, it is. It is time for you to live your ideal life. It is waiting. It is time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. Time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. We talk about entrepreneurship principles, wellness, holistic health. We're also talking about what's going on in America. And we need to restore exceptionalism with solution-driven discussion. So be part of the conversation. This is the Voice of Truth by Awakened Media, and I'm your host, Caroline Parisi, certified life coach, personal trainer. I've done all kinds of stuff in my life, certifiable for sure, right? Hey, you know what? Be the change. Your ideal life is waiting. Awaken to Empowerment is your authentic guide for your journey towards self-improvement. Remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. So ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish? What does my life look like? What does my ideal life look like? Well, you can help yourself by going into your deepest part of yourself and listening to our show. We are here once, twice a week. We have our two gals with two names putting our two cents in on Tuesdays with our friend Mary Lynn, or sometimes we have Nancy. Nancy's also a very good love attraction person, and she understands vibration, but she also understands perfect freedom is the strongest desire of the soul. In this colorblind meritocracy, which we know as America. So, you know, I have faith in our country. I have faith that people will awaken. And, you know, I'm sure Joe Biden is a very nice guy. Kamala Harris is beautiful. I just don't think socialism is really going to work for America. But we're not going to only talk about that kind of stuff today either, because, you know what, we also have to remember the essence of destiny. And this is really something that I've got this plaque, and this is something that has been part of my life, and it's called The Essence of Destiny. And watch your thoughts, for they become your words. choose your words for they become your actions. Understand your actions for they become your habits. Study your habits for they will become your character. Develop your character for becomes your destiny. And, you know, things are fabulous here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And we're very happy that we actually have some time with you here today. And I'm going to go and read that again. I want to play our wonderful meditation music and think about what I just said. And we'll be right back. Did you let that one sink in? I'm going to read that one again. And yes, I had to go do something else. My beautiful son called me. But it's the essence of destiny. Watch your thoughts for they become words. Choose your words for they become actions. Understand your actions for they become habits. Study your habits for they will become your character. Develop your character because it becomes your destiny. And we've discussed this before. We've talked about this. But we know that thoughts are things. And we become what we think about most of the time. And we could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. And, you know, that's why I'm going to really focus on the positive, try to. Also be truthful, okay? I mean, you know, this America thing, our country's great, okay? And I just don't want to lose the opportunity for everyone where only in America could you go ahead and work hard and do the right thing and you could be, do, have whatever your heart desires. I mean, America... I mean, think about what we've developed here. Yeah, we've done some bad stuff. Stuff has happened. I mean, you know, but we've got to remember the good truly does outweigh the bad here. So let's have good vibes only. Let's focus to be the high vibe tribe right here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We will do some tinfoil hat stuff. That's always fun, too. But today I wanted to focus a little more on the positive and how we could be mindful and, you know, got to watch our thoughts. Let's be folks of good character and let's be truthful. Because truth is a fabulous character trait, actually, character trait. But yesterday, I did some stuff. If I could find it, let's see. We had some really cool stuff that we lined up yesterday. And let me see if it's here. Yes. Got the golden key. And I really wanted to talk a little bit about healthy immune system. So that's something that's really important. I got this from my Fitbit app. And we have to remember there's negative bugs out there. We've got a pandemic. Some folks say it's a plandemic. I'm kind of torn. It's amazing how it started, but hearing a lot that it was truly a deliberative thing. That's not what we're going to talk about, though. Let's talk about solutions. Let's get that healthy immune system going. So this is from the Fitbit. I'm going to share this with you right away. And as early as childhood, most of us were taught the importance of having a strong and healthy immune system. While few individuals later understand the functionality of the immune system, the concept of living a clean, toxin-free life, also mental toxins, is embedded in some of our brains long before we even know what that all means. And even if we go through most of our lives following a healthy lifestyle, there are those great unknown agents of change that strike us and can change our perspective. And then it says, enter COVID-19. A healthy immune system is vital when it comes to not only keeping illnesses and diseases like COVID at bay, but also combating them, okay, once they have entered the body. Remember, as we age, our immune response capability becomes reduced, which in turn contributes to more infectious that ultimately lead to illness. Now, I'm a big proponent in colloidal silver. I'm a big proponent in supplementation and eating healthy, maintaining a very high vibe food, lots of greens, organic is best, not always optional. Right now I'm growing a lot of my own veggies and, you know, you want to eat healthy. You want to keep the sugars, the carbs. We're going to get into that too. So there are several ways to build a virus combative immune system. But before we move forward with some tips and suggestions, it's important to understand that our immune system is simply that. It's a system. It's a complex network of tissue cells, organs, and proteins, and it's not a single entity. Okay, this is from the article again. That being said, here are some ways to build or improve your body's immune system naturally. Manage your stress levels and get enough sleep. Manage your stress levels and get enough sleep. Manage your stress levels and get enough sleep. Although these are two different functions, they are closely interrelated. Just as the immune and nervous systems are interdependent, so too are the stress and sleep. High levels of stress, cortisol, remember we talked about this yesterday too, can lead to lack of sleep because that cortisol is jacking through your body. And low levels of sleep can lead to stress. So there's that symbiotic relationship there. But for the sake of offering tips on each, let's move forward in separating the two. Okay? Activities that help you manage your stress include meditation, exercise, journaling, yoga, and other mindfulness practices. And you could go tune in and tap into yesterday's show because we went into a lot of mindfulness practices. And, you know, there's great ways out there that you could actually go ahead and get them. You could come here to Awaken to Empowerment or go on YouTube. There's a ton. If you have a Fitbit Premium, they have ways of doing that. So, and then, you know, there's all these great new apps and these great new fitness things that give you some great workouts. And engaging in moderate exercise regularly is also an immunity booster. I'm a huge proponent of walking. Walk, 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 walk. Get that heart rate up. Go outside. Get in touch with nature. You can meditate and walk at the same time. I mean, that is such a high vibe thing. It's fabulosious. So, now, take on a challenge or two and have several mindfulness exercises, and that includes meditations, help for breathing techniques. So, and studies show getting enough high-quality sleep can positively affect your energy, activity, mood, weight, and more. Sleeping well could also help your body regulate its metabolism, regulate food cravings, enable you to make better decisions about what and when to eat. So, there's great tools out there. Fitbit here is promoting their Fitbit Premium to log for, you know, sleeping. And then here, keep your food clean. Oh, it also says here, keep your food clean and minor adjustments to for sleeping and your habits, turning off all electronics, reducing any fluid intake. Oh, please, I drink a ton of stuff. I get up in the middle of the night and do use the washroom. Cutting back on any fat rich and processed foods 2 to 3 hours prior to bedtime. So fat rich, well, I'm doing keto. Processed foods. So no processed foods. Get healthy. Keep it clean, healthy and robust. Gut microbiome, that's the microbes in your intestine that are critical to your health. That's the healthy, happy bacteria. It's typically the result of eating more plant foods. There are supplements that you can take. Help with the microbiome. Also, the foods you want to eat are fresh, clean fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, all known for antioxidants and high nutrient density that can protect your body from harmful bacteria. So, and then it says you could find great, you know, recipes at Fitbit. This is from Fitbit, all credit given to them. Cut back on toxins and stimulants like tobacco and alcohol. If you drink alcohol, do so in moderation. Individuals who smoke regularly should consider cutting back, completely quit. Better healthy lifestyle, quit altogether for best long-term results. I'm a big proponent in vaping to replace the tobacco, and then eventually you don't do any of it. So the key to building and maintaining optimal health begins with making and sticking with healthy lifestyle changes and activity, sleep, mindfulness, and nutrition. So you could work with a health coach. Fitbit has health coaches. And I love this. It says stay helpful and safe. So anyway, this is, you know, this is not, this is information is totally for educational purposes, and it is not intended as a substitute for medical diagnosis or treatment. You should not use this information to diagnose, treat a health problem or a condition. Always check with your doctor before changing your diet, altering your sleep habits, taking supplements, or starting a new fitness routine. So there you go. So hopefully that's some really great and empowering information to keep your, you know, keep your body healthy. And remember, your mind and your body are so connected. So I know yesterday we were talking about the golden key to prayer, and that was something that was so awesome. I might want to tap into it right now. We've got a few minutes. So this is Emmett Fox, the golden key to prayer. Now, it's a practical recipe for getting out of trouble. Study and research are well in their own time and place, but no amount of either will get you out of a concrete difficulty. So nothing but practical work in your own consciousness will do that. So the mistake made by many people is when things go wrong is to skim through book after book without getting anywhere. Okay, the golden key is really one, it's an old school book, like, you know how we've always tapped into old school books like, you know, Think and Grow Rich and the, you know, Strangest Secret and yada yada. I mean, we've gone through a lot of them, but this is Emmett Fox. So we're going to talk a little bit about prayer, because like Nancy said, you know what, prayer is a great thing. So prayer will enable you sooner or later to get yourself or anyone else out of any difficulty on the face of the earth. It is the golden key to harmony and happiness. To those who have no acquaintance with the mightiest power in existence, this may appear to be just a rash claim. Needs only a fair trial to prove that. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is just one. You need to take no one's word for it, and you should not. Simply try it for yourself and see. And we were talking a little bit about this yesterday. God is omnipotent, and man is his image and likeness and has dominion over all things. This is the inspired teaching, and it is intended to be taken literally at its face value. God is omnipotent, and man is his image and likeness, and he has given us dominion over all things. Let that sink in while I take a swig of healthy green juice here. Man means every man, mankind, of course. So the ability to draw on this power is not the special prerogative of the mystic or the saint. It's colorblind meritocracy. It's colorblind as well, I'm sure. And so often, or even the highly trained practitioner, whoever you are, ever you may be, the golden key to harmony is in your hand right now, this very minute. This is because in scientific prayer, it is God who works and not you. See, God's at work even when we don't see it. Our Creator is magnificent, and our Bible tells us so. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, the golden key to harmony is in your hand. God who works. God is at work. And so your particular limitations or weaknesses are of no account in the process. You are only the channel through which the divine action takes place. And your treatment will really be just getting of yourself out of the way. Get out of your own way. Beginners often get startling results at the first time of trying. For all that is absolutely essential is to have an open mind and sufficient faith to try the experiment. Remember, faith is when you come to the edge of all the light you have known and are about to step out into the is knowing one of two things that will happen. There'll be something for you to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. Faith is believing in the word of God and acting upon it no matter how I feel, because God promises a good result, okay? God can do everything. All things are possible, okay? It's simple, and it's truth. See, it makes no difference what kind of trouble it is. It may be a big thing, little thing. It may concern health, finance, a lawsuit, quarrel, an accident, or anything else that's conceivable, whatever it is. Just stop thinking about it and think of God instead. It's all you have to do. Isn't that awesome? See, just try this. Try it. It's an actual method. It works. Like all fundamental things, it's simplicity itself. Stop thinking about the difficulty. Stop focusing on the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God. Have the mind of Christ. This is the complete rule. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. See, this is the complete rule, and if only you will do this, the trouble, whatever it is, it will disappear. It makes no difference. Thinking about your problem and think of God. The thing could not be simpler, could it? God himself could scarcely have made it simpler, and yet it never fails to work. Never. It never fails to work. Even in our toughest times. So when you're in the middle of a crisis, don't focus on the crisis. Focus on the creator of the universe, the destiny master, okay? Because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can, be, do, have whatever our heart desires. So it's amazing when we actually just stop and think. Isn't that a profound statement? Isn't that just a profound statement? You know, let's take a couple minutes now here and let's get our meditation music back on and let's just be still and be. And let's just focus on our Creator, God. Amazing, just thinking about God. See, it could not be simpler. God himself could scarcely have made it simpler, yet it never fails to work when given a fair trial. Do not try to form a picture of God. It is impossible. Work by rehearsing anything or everything that you know about God. God is wisdom. God is truth. Inconceivable love. God is present everywhere, has infinite power, knows everything. His omnipotence, omnipresence, his glorious love, his divine mercy. See, it matters not how well you think you understand these things, but just go over them repeatedly. But you must stop thinking of the trouble, whatever it is. The rule is to think about God. And if you're thinking about your difficulty, you're not thinking about God. So to continually be glancing over your shoulder, as it were, in order to see how matters are progressing is fatal, because that is thinking of the trouble. You must think of God and of nothing else. Empty your mind. Just empty your mind. Just have the mind of Christ. Your object is to drive the thought of the difficulty right out of your consciousness for a few moments at least, substituting it for the thought of God. Our Creator of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, high vibe energy, the Creator of the multiverse. Look at the stars. God made that. It's the crux of the whole thing. If you could be so absorbed in this consideration of the spiritual world that you really have forgotten for a while all about the trouble concerning which you began to pray, you will presently find you safely and comfortably out of difficulty, and your demonstration is made. See, this is the golden key. In order to golden key a troublesome person or a difficult situation, think, now I am going to golden key John or Mary that are threatened of danger. Then proceed to drive all the thought of John or Mary or the danger right out of your mind, replacing it by the thought of God. By working in this way about a person, you are not seeking to influence his conduct in any way, except that you prevent him from injuring or annoying you, or you doing him nothing but good. Thereafter, he is certain to be in some degree a better, wiser, more spiritual person just because you fold and keep him. A pending lawsuit or other difficulty would probably fade out harmlessly without coming to a crisis. Justice being done to all parties concerned. So if you're having trouble with your friend or your lover, just think of God. Just give it to God. Give it to God. See, you find you can do this very quickly. You may repeat the operation several times a day with intervals in between. Be sure, however, each time you've done it, that you drop off thought of the matter until next time. This is very important. we've said that the golden key is so simple, and so it is, but of course it's not always easy to turn. If you're very frightened or worried, it may be difficult. Remember, thoughts are things. So at first, you've got to get your thoughts away from the material things. You've got to focus on God. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. If we think about God, we think about his light and his majesty and his beauty and his excellence and his omnipotence and his wisdom and his love, his love, his light, and his light of love surrounding us, the high vibe. See, constantly repeating some statement of absolute truth that appeals to you. I can do all Christ, all things through Christ who strengthens me is one of mine. That is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or Proverbs 5:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Positive, high vibe scripture verses. Focus on the truth. There is no power but God. I am the child of the Most High God. I am filled and surrounded by the perfect peace of God. God is love. God is guiding me now. I am divinely guided. I am blessed and highly favored. God is with me. However mechanical or dead it may seem at first, you will soon find that treatment has begun to take and your mind is clearing. Do not struggle. Quiet and be intent. Each time you find your attention wandering, just switch it back to God. Do not try to think out in advance what the solution of your difficulty will turn out to be. This is surrender. You just give it to God. This is technically called outlining. It would only delay the demonstration. Leave the question, the ways and means strictly to God. God is in control. Surrender. Surrender. If you want to get out of this difficulty, that is sufficient. You do your half, and God will never fail. God never fails to do his. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember, all you have to do is this. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. God is wisdom. God is truth. God is inconceivable love. God is present everywhere. God has infinite power. God knows everything. There is no power but God. I am a child of the Most High God. I am filled and surrounded by the perfect peace of God. God's loving light surrounds me and gives me the highest vibration. God is love. God is guiding me now. God is with me. I am one with God. I can be, do, have everything because the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus, God, is with me. You see, we are brought together to God by the blood of Jesus. And the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, will lead us and guide us to God. See, this is the highest vibration. It's the highest in essence. So like Nancy said a couple shows ago, Nance, what are you going to do about all this? You know what? She said the best thing. She said, give it to God. Pray. Pray. So, you know what? And then, of course, I mean, we talked about the five principles of law of attraction. There are things we have to take action on. I mean, you can't just, you know, but first thing you've got to do is just give it to God and clear and ask God for divine guidance and wisdom and discernment and the next steps. You know, I've been finding myself as I've been going through my day, all the time, I'm just like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Because it's like I got all these tasks I have to do. It's like, what do you want me to do? And I trust that God is going to lead me and guide me. And I say this every morning. I know that you will lead me and guide me. And I do say, I am the child of the Most High God. I'm anointed and appointed. Everything comes easily and abundantly to me. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know, we are to take every thought captive and make them obedient to Christ. Subsequently, you should only think of peace, love, empowerment, freedom, good things, high vibe things. Every day, every morning and every night. And it's only going to be empowering and beneficial. And all that I ask, you know, we are such a crazy time in our country, but we really have to have faith. We have to have the faith that is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see. Okay? We have to imagine peace. We have to believe that in whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever it is, whatever is admirable, think on these things. Take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Okay? We really need to surrender to God. And we have to dream. We do have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Like Proverbs 3:5 says, you know, the Bible is such a fabulous book because our scriptures really tell us how we can live better. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we really try to keep the politics out of it today. There's a lot going on in our country, and if we pray, God's in control of everything. You know, we don't have to, you know, if you want to get engaged in a campaign, do it. It would be great to do it because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. If you are a Joe Biden supporter, well, that's good. Kamala Harris seems like a very angry woman. Just so you know, she really is not African-American, Jamaican descent and Indian, okay? Anyway, let's contact that law of mind and let us be the change we wish to see in the world. Maybe next time we're going to do a little bit on Believe, Ask, and Act. And we've got a lot to talk about here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I'm Carol Parisi, and may God bless you far more abundantly than you could ever think, and that's Ephesians 3:20. So, you know, I've said this a million times, to accomplish great things, you got to dream, but you got to act. So it's time, it really is. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. And let's spend a few minutes here just focusing on God. remember, friends, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be to have whatever our heart desires. This is Carol Parisi, and so we get to Empowerment Radio. And we tried to keep it pretty generic today. Didn't do the deep dive. We did Golden Key. Talked about how to stay healthy. And did a little meditation with our great meditation music. I want to thank you for joining me today. Remember, it is time. It is time to awaken to empowerment. And you know what? Discover your destiny and purpose. And we'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Thank you for joining me. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And be well, be blessed, be free. Be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. Ciao, ciao for now.